The International Atomic Energy Agency is the UN agency that monitors whether nations use their nuclear power plants to divert dangerous materials to nuclear weapons programs. The IAEA also has the specific job of determining whether Iraq has nuclear weapons. Its director is Egyptian diplomat Mohammed El-Baradei. During his 6-year tenure, the agency has become much more aggressive in trying to prevent nuclear cheating. From IAEA headquarters in Vienna, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Mohammed El-Baradei may be one of the Bush administration's greatest obstacles to a war in Iraq. El-Baradei has been supervising nuclear inspections in Iraq since late November. He has told the UN Security Council repeatedly that his inspectors have found no evidence that Iraq rebuilt the nuclear weapons program started in the 1980s, but dismantled after the Persian Gulf War. El-Baradei has a somewhat self-effacing manner. He's jittery and can seem impatient, too. Speaking in his office in the futuristic Vienna International Center, he makes no secret of his desire that his work might prevent war in Iraq.
I hope we should solve the Iraq problems through an inspection. Obviously, that's important to show that an inspection can work on disarming a country by peaceful means. I still believe that we still have that opportunity. I still believe that we should be able to succeed.
In this, El-Baradei and his team of inspectors have acquired new and powerful tools in recent years. They use radiation detectors of all sorts, handheld in suitcases or mounted on cars and helicopters, to search for nuclear materials. They analyze images taken from satellites so they can determine what kind of large-scale activities are going on at suspected sites. And they've acquired powerful technology to sample the environment on a narrow or wide scale, the air, the earth, the water. That can give them a picture throughout a country of possible hidden nuclear materials. For all these reasons, El-Baradei recently told the Security Council that even if Iraq or any country does not fully cooperate with the IAEA, there can still be reasonable confidence that a nation is not hiding nuclear weapons activities.
Obviously, the more transparent the country, the more assurances we can generate, the more credibility we can attach to our conclusion. But yes, I still of the view, based on our experience, that inspection can work and is not 100% dependent on the cooperation by the country.
The 6 years of El-Baradei's leadership have coincided with the agency's more aggressive tactics. In the early 1990s, the agency was embarrassed by the discovery that Iraq and North Korea had cheated on their commitment not to pursue nuclear weapons. So the agency developed what it innocently calls an additional protocol. This is an agreement that allows for much more intrusive activities, says Richard Hooper, a longtime IAEA official, now an independent consultant on nuclear nonproliferation.
Under the additional protocol, the agency has the right to go anywhere, anywhere in the state, okay, for the purpose of collecting an environmental sample. Military installations are not exempt in any way, so you could imagine that they're going to think fairly hard about that before they sign up and provide that kind of access to foreigners, basically.
Indeed, many states have resisted acquiescing to the intrusive inspections allowed by the additional protocol. Of the 183 nations that are party to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, 74 states have said they will adopt the additional protocol, but only in 29 are the terms of the protocol actually being implemented. Some experts in the field believe Mohammed El-Baradei went too far when he told the Security Council the IAEA could detect Iraq's illegal nuclear activities without its full cooperation. One of those is Mitchell Reese, Dean of International Affairs at the College of William and Mary in Virginia.
The Director General's statement was a little bit too ambitious and misleading, because the fact of the matter is the agency can only be as effective as the information it receives. And if a country isn't cooperating and the agency is not getting information from other sources, it is not going to be successful in uncovering all that country's nuclear activities.
El-Baradei is a longtime international civil servant. He is a lawyer by training, worked for a time for the Egyptian Foreign Ministry, but has held jobs for many years within the UN system, coming to the IAEA in the 1980s. Many outside the agency, such as Trevor Findlay of the London-based Verification Research and Information Center, believe his Egyptian nationality has proven helpful in the current crisis.
I think that adds great credibility to the international system as a whole and to the United Nations. It gives credibility to the idea that international organizations are neutral and not biased towards any one particular state or group of states, and they can operate in an independent fashion.
If the Bush administration has been dismayed by El-Baradei's reports to the Security Council, it cannot be happy with other remarks he has made referring to the nuclear weapons policy of the United States. El-Baradei doesn't hide his disapproval of the Bush administration's interest in developing new nuclear weapons and their possible use in the current Iraq crisis.
This is a message that should not be sent. The message should be, even though we have nuclear weapons, we are moving to get rid of them, we are going to develop a system of security that does not depend on nuclear weapons, because that's the way we want the world to move.
Mohammed Al-Baradei says the deal's a simple one. The nations with nuclear weapons, including the United States, cannot preach abstinence to those that want nuclear weapons unless they commit to getting rid of their own in the long run. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Vienna.